This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything?
Question mark?
Today's topic is...
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Mm-mm-mm. Who doesn't love a cream pie? Am I right? Banana cream.
You're just going to name creams? You're just going to name edible creams?
Yeah. Love a cream pie.
Do you have a definition for us?
I do.
Great. I do too, but
okay.
I bet yours is better.
Cream pie, also known as internal ejaculation, internal cum shot, and in homosexual contexts, also known as breeding and seeding, is a slang term used in pornography to describe when a male ejaculates inside his partner's anus or vagina. The term also refers to the visible seeping or dripping of semen coming out.
Great def.
Yep. Love a cream pie. I actually do. I like cream pies in my own personal sexual habits.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I'm searching for necessarily.
Yeah. I'm not here for the fluid.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I'm not a substance play type of girl.
Me neither.
Like, I don't need a ton of spit or
fascinated jizz. By people who are, though.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It is.
It's a whole thing. I mean, if I were to guess, and we were talking about this offline, just like wanting more psychological info about, like, what makes
why
fetishes,
into that?
Like,
yeah.
when people are, like, really into cum play or cream pies or things that are, like, oriented to fluids.
Yeah.
My guess is just the, like, the dirtiness of it, you know? Like, I will, in my personal life and porn life, like, occasionally get into stuff that's, like, hot because it's bad and kind of gross. And you're like, ooh, we're going there.
Right.
We're
it's
fucking
nasty.
Going there. But, like, I don't actually... I don't need cum in my life.
What's weird is that it's like it seems to be like particularly popular in like Japanese culture, like gokun and bukkake, and it's also like cream pie is significantly more popular in Japan.
Oh, interesting. I didn't find that stat.
It's the second most viewed category.
Interesting.
And 88% relatively 88% more popular there.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was also it was in the top 10 most searched terms for like 2011 and 2012, and it hasn't been in the top 10 since.
Interesting.
Not even in the top 20.
I thought I found an article that in 2017 it had increased by 42%.
Since
the previous year, but I don't think it was like in the top 10 again.
Oh, okay.
I think it did like see a bump.
But it wasn't in the top 10.
Yeah.
I think because, I mean, in most mainstream porn, we are used to facials.
Mm-hmm.
That is just how every porn ends.
Yeah, facials or, I mean, mainstream, like, that's the trope, is, like, he comes on her face.
But always.
Certainly a lot of, like, pulling out and coming on her stomach or back or something, too, if we're talking about a dude fucking a girl.
Yeah.
I found a fascinating article on Vice called How Porn Consumers Gorge Themselves on Cream Pies.
Oh.
And it's actually about... I'm just going to read the subheader because it obviously summarizes it. The codification and spread of the cream pie in porn was not some organic process. It was the result of sustained activism of a group of fans turned producers and lobbyists.
Oh.
So this is essentially like about a site dedicated to cream pies. And then like specific fans and like advocates for it, like helping turn it into a trend. And then it talks about like how trends sort of catch fire in porn. Like, if one company is making something about some topic or fetish, then you tend to see them like pop up all over the place.
Yeah.
Like everybody wants to have their cream pie porn.
Right.
So it like gained popularity actually like thanks to
these people
fans of it, like, lobbyists. Actually, like, yeah. like seeking it out and advocating for it.
Yeah, the idea of like porn lobbyists is hilarious to me.
Yeah, I even have to read the article. Still don't truly understand what that means.
It's
not like lobbyists in the like governmental sense.
Right. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Also, just an important thing about this article.
Yeah.
It mentions Jeff Vanzetti, a porn archivist.
Mm.
And founder of IAFD.com, Porn's IMDb.
Oh.
Which I did not know exists.
The Internet Adult Film Database.
Yeah. I didn't know about that until this article. Have you like used it?
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
We have?
Yeah.
I forgot. Or I wasn't listening. How could I forget something like that?
I don't know.
I forgot that the
where they like this guy like did a bunch of research and he came up with like an avatar of like everything you see, like the most popular things that you see among like a female porn star, and he made like an avatar of like what the like a generic porn star looks like.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
like a sort of like composite of
like everything,
a conceptual like mock-up of what that would be.
Yeah.
Oh weird.
Of what like it represents. Anyways.
Anyway, you were gonna say.
I was just gonna say I was trying to do a bunch of research about like why it's hot, and. I found this Reddit article.
Oh boy.
And it was like, someone was like, hey, woman, what do you think about cream pies? Like, what do you think about them? And someone wrote, as I understand it, a woman's favorite place for a man to come is with them on vacation in the tropics or Europe. And I was like, yeah, 100%.
Not inaccurate.
That is my favorite place for a man to come.
Not a lie.
When we're on vacation
or for
together.
A man to take.
Yeah. And it reminded me of when I went on a European vacation last year.
Yeah.
And
did you do that?
Yeah. And by the end of it, I was absolutely a cum dumpster.
Full of cum.
Full of cum.
Yeah.
Up to my ears.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was romantic and
a lot of fucking.
If anything that says romance, it's coming inside without a condom. Am I right?
That's love.
Am I right?
Practice safety.
Yes.
But let's do talk about cream pies in our real lives.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly love a cream pie.
Yeah.
For the real fans know, I have an IUD.
I prefer it.
So if I am with like a exclusive or it's understood between us, like, you know, consistent partner and we're not using condoms with each other.
Yeah.
Like, A, come inside me with a condom, but also come inside me without one.
Right.
I like it.
Like, I love it too.
And it's not because I'm there to have like cum gushed out of me.
Right.
It's just the act of like someone coming like inside
finishing.
And on top of me, like, or me on top of them or whatever the thing may be. Like, like sort of like finishing with that closeness.
Right.
Like, I like when a guy comes inside me. I just like that act of like
me too.
Having someone's body
going
close
until,
to me when they're coming.
Being able to like pound until, you know, finish.
Are we sexting, Rachel? I feel like we're getting there.
Yeah, we are.
I feel like we're just going to start.
But then there's also
talking
like,
dirty to each other.
But then there's also that moment of like when you're like laying there and then you're like, I guess I should get up and get vertical and just kind of hold my pussy as I like waddle to a toilet.
I guess that's a thing.
You know? Which isn't
like,
the most romantic.
I can't say that I've had it happen on more than like a couple occasions, been like, oh, it's slipping out. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, you just like let it sit in there?
No, I get up to pee after sex.
Okay,
you should always pee after sex because it prevents UTIs.
Yeah.
Ladies.
I know.
People of all of us.
Can
pee
I get a,
after sex.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen? And it usually like slips out then. But I don't know if you're getting at that, like the issue of like standing up after sex and then just having like jizz fall out of you.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. But I weirdly like, maybe it's the shape of my vagina or something.
Yeah.
But like I don't usually be like, oh no, I'm dripping on the floor. Like I can usually just stand up and go to the bathroom and like.
Yeah.
It'll slide out while I'm peeing.
Yeah. Sometimes.
We're getting into it.
Sometimes
it's an extra graphic episode.
Depends on the load. Depends on the viscosity of your partner's splooge.
Fair.
You know?
Totally fair.
If he's
I've only fucked a couple, like, heavy load people. And when you know.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're like, whoa, that was big.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you're like, I'm going to have to just hold this in here. I'm doing my Kegels.
Yeah, just like put my panties back on to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I can't even risk. Risking ruining some panties.
Ruining? Jizz doesn't ruin panties.
No, it doesn't ruin panties.
Jizz is actually an astonishingly like easy to deal with substance, which is such a blessing actually when you think about it. Like you can get like jizz on a sheet and like scrape it off the next day. Not that I advocate for doing that.
Do your laundry, bitch!
I do my laundry, but I'm just saying the behavior of jizz is actually quite like
it's true.
Pleasant
it's
compared true. To like other things.
Yeah, so like blood.
Like if guys like shot blood out of their dicks when they came, yeah, like our sex lives would all be very different.
It's so true. Did you know that semen has an antidepressant in it?
What?
Isn't that psycho?
No wonder I'm so chipper.
She loves a green pie.
I was implying that never mind. It's a blowjob joke. It's fine.
Oh. But either. I mean, the inside of your vagina is super absorbent.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I could just absorb those endorphins? Yes. That doesn't scientifically make sense.
It's true. Okay,
what's in jizz that's an antidepressant?
Oxytocin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Serotonin.
Whoa.
I know.
Jizz has serotonin in it?
It does. A small amount. There's only about like, I think it's like a tiny percentage actually has sperm.
Biologically, why
is that? It has like fructose.
Is it actually designed to be like, this is good. Your body likes this.
I don't know.
Got to get some scientists on this show.
I know. So basically, how they came about this was like there was like this research done about like the McClintock effect, which
how they discovered that there's serotonin in jizz.
Yes. Gotcha. And the McClintock effect is like when you're with women and your cycles sync up. And they realized that when straight women were with lesbians or women who didn't have sex with men, they didn't sync up.
Wait, okay. I don't want to be this person, but I thought the McClintock effect was debunked.
Oh, was it?
I thought so. I thought that the research that, like, there's, like, a notable argument against it saying that the research didn't actually prove that women sync up. I was genuinely upset to read that.
Yeah, because, I like it.
Because I believe that we do.
Me too.
And when I saw that, I was like, fuck you, women are magic, and you just can't understand our power. We're fucking witches.
Oh,
I didn't
like, know that.
Of course, we would like work around science, and you wouldn't actually be like able to test. I think the argument against it is that the research was biased.
Okay,
That she was like looking for a result.
Yeah.
But I don't. I didn't read up on that before this episode, so I'm actually curious to like do heavier research and find out if I trust the source that say that effect isn't real.
Okay.
Because I want to believe.
Yeah, me too.
I want to be a believer.
Anyways, that was what caused this research to be like, what's in sperm?
Okay.
And then they realized
it was sort of
semen
like
contains mood elevating compounds such as serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin.
That therefore affect your cycle?
That's
the reason they did the research, but there wasn't a correlation there?
There wasn't a correlation. Well, they were like, there must be something. What's in the compounds of semen?
Yeah.
You know, like, what is it that's, like, making these women be, like, syncing up, I guess? And,
yeah.
And they're like, is it because...
Because I was going to say, I'll still sync up even if I'm fucking a dude, you know? So that serotonin is not, like...
But they're like, but that's just why they did the research.
In the makeup,
of the compound of semen that, like, affects women. In general.
Do you know who did this research on the jizz serotonin?
The Gallup Birch Playtech study.
Okay.
Google it.
I will. And y'all should too.
Yeah.
Let's all Google this.
So throw your Prozac out the window and just get coming, yeah.
Just fill up with cum.
It'll solve all the problems. No.
Yeah, that's a condescending thing to say to anyone who struggles with depression. We're just joking.
Yeah, I take Prozac every day. So.
We get it.
Actually, I take Lexapro, if I'm being entirely honest.
We're learning a lot about ourselves on this episode. Our listeners are getting some extra personal information, like the shape of our vaginas and whether it will retain cum for a walk across an apartment.
And what antidepressant is my favorite.
Yeah.
Took Zoloft for years, didn't like it,
and
now
what
I'm
kind
Lexapro.
Of contraceptive I currently have inside of me. So big day.
Big day. Should we do our showdown?
Oh my God. Let's do it.
Let's do a showdown.
Let me just pull up my notes here. We almost reviewed this one, so we're going to start with it.
Okay.
My stepsis April Fool's joke make me come inside her.
Her April Fool's joke?
Yes, the syntax is confusing. My stepsis April Fool's joke make me come inside her. I watched this porn.
You did.
We were thinking about reviewing it.
Uh-huh.
And it's his April Fool's joke, and it's a shitty one,
because
he's like ow, I have a cramp in my leg.
Uh-oh.
You'd better massage it. Oh, it's to the left.
And then
she just jerks him off, like, through a blanket. And then is like, what? Your dick?
That was your penis?
A lot of suspended disbelief.
But then somehow he comes in her.
Later.
Oh, okay.
She just gives him like a hand job through the blanket, and then they're like, all right, I guess we're fucking.
Oh, yeah, might as well.
We're yeah. here. Yeah.
A penis is hard. Honestly, that's if I'm any
what did you say is hard? Penis is hard?
I said the penis is hard. We might as well. That's what I'm saying to most sexual encounters. I'm like, ah, well,
we got a hard dick.
Yeah, I might as well.
You know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Girl from Tinder was shy, but she was fucked on a first date.
Of course.
What does it have to do with cream pie?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I hope that she wasn't getting a cream pie on her first date.
Well, she's.
I mean, you know.
You know.
I guess sometimes when I think about cream pie, I just assume that it's
actually, first date, yeah.
I assume that it's like, for some reason, I feel like in mainstream porn, like the girl's like mad about it.
Oh, there's so much of that.
There's so much of that.
Where like there's
you came
even a couple
me?
Here. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is fucking insane.
Well, it's just annoying.
Terrible.
Yeah. It's just a terrible
we shouldn't
like,
be showing
stereotype
that to people.
To, like,
yeah.
Yeah. To encourage.
Men should not be learning
encourage
that that's,
young
like,
boys
okay
to
behavior.
Be like coming inside women and have them be like, what? Oh,
yeah.
No.
And that's like a normal occurrence.
Yeah.
Talk to your fucking partner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm upset about this. Right
yeah,
now.
You're upset about like extra upset, and like you know
sorry.
That we've looked at the aggregates before. This yeah. is a lot of what there is.
I'm just upset because I recently had a situation where someone came in me without being like, "Hey, I'm gonna come."
Yeah, you're raw about this.
Yeah,
and you were raw dogging at the time.
Yeah, yeah, we were. Raw.
You're raw. You're emotionally raw,
and we were raw.
Raw.
All right, anyways.
Public bus. Cute teen make a blowjob and swallows my cum. I love making a blowjob. You know what I mean?
Making a blowjob.
All day long.
I'm making a blowjob out of
over
nothing.
Here making blowjobs.
Look at her. She's over there. Listen. You're making a blowjob out of nothing here, okay? Come on.
Because you're talented.
Yeah. Wait, she swallows the cum. How's this cream pie? Ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm.
Question
mm-hmm.
number one.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these, I'm just like, is it a cream pie?
Yeah.
Like, what's happened to the aggregate? Like, yeah. What's happened to the algorithm?
We watch too much porn is what's happening.
Yes, all kinds. And it's like, remember last week? And it's like, yeah. No, I'm moving on. You
I
have
don't
to forget what I told you before.
Mature
and
anymore.
You have to start from scratch.
Why am I getting ads for 50
I'm not
plus?
Watching Gangbang right now.
Yeah.
The guy brings to squirt and comes inside.
Brings to squirt.
Yes.
The guy.
Brings to squirt and comes inside. It just sounds
it
like
sounds
a
like
spell.
How, a greeting.
Yes.
It's a greeting.
Hey, bring to squirt and come inside.
Come inside.
Hey, bring to squirt.
Yeah.
This is a great one and sent me down a fantastic rabbit hole. Pollen squirter gets raided by exotic explorer.
Pollen?
Pollen squirter gets raided by exotic explorer. Do you want to know what this is, Rachel?
I would love to.
This is from a channel called Beesexual.
Ooh.
That is just videos of bees pollinating flowers and then voice actors doing like very enthusiastic and highly professional sounding like character narration, like dirty talk.
Just
you're watching like a nature video of like
bees.
A bee pollinating flowers. It's like, oh yeah, do that to like it's like it's like what the flower would say about her stamen or whatever.
Yeah
and
just
the
that.
Like the bee like
yeah.
squiggling around
yeah,
and
like, oh, I love it when you do
the
that.
Pollen. Yeah, it's nuts. And there are tons of videos and they have like a ton of traffic and traction.
Wow.
And there was a thing about like saving the bees with sex. It seems to have a political bent.
Yeah. Save the bees.
Fascinating.
I'll watch that. Okay.
So that was good, clean fun.
Add it to the top.
Quite literally. Mm-hmm. Fucked, stuffed, and fed. Deep throating fans, cream pies come. Note that fucked, stuffed, and fed is in all caps. And then deep throating
like
fans, cream pies come. It sounded to me like a menu at a state fair. Like, come on by, fucked, stuffed, and fed.
Yeah.
Deep throating fans, cream pies, and come. We've got it all, folks.
We've got it all. Two tickets right this way.
Yeah.
Wow, they really do have it all.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Oh. I am, but it's unfortunate that I am, because now I'm just thinking about eating cream pies. Best cream pie See, there's too much porn. Yeah. It's actually said compilation, not compilation, compilation, but how could I help myself?
I
best cream pie compilation over 4 hours.
Whew.
How does one consume 4 hours of a compilation? We've talked about this before.
Who watches compilations?
Who watches 4 hours? Is it, do you, write us and tell us. Do you sit and you watch a compilation for a solid 4 hours? Like, are you in for the marathon or are you like,
yeah, I can't imagine.
Binging Netflix style. You're like, ooh, maybe I'll watch an hour like, of this compilation and then I'll like put it away and like come back
they're
and then
jumping
I'll watch
around.
Some more.
Yeah, they're jumping around. Probably.
Are they jumping or are they like going in sequence bit by bit? Like episodes.
And they're like, oh, you know what I have to do on my list today? I got to watch minute 37. I'm at
37 to 42
of the 4 hour.
That's some real rationing. If you have 4 hours of compilation, you're only watching four
like,
minutes.
Like, did they
four or
like
5 minutes at a time? You're
it's
really
just
rationing.
A tab open on their
you just stop
internet
by
just forever.
When you little pick me up, you just like watch a little cream pie compilation.
It's just and, always open.
And the serotonin, as
and
we've
you're
learned,
like, don't look at that.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
In an unusual reveal, I'm sharing this because I thought it was kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Rachel Starr twisted his dick loose in her pussy.
Wow.
I loved that.
Oh, twist.
I was like,
dick
I'm gonna twist
loose.
Your fucking dick loose. It just like gave me an image of like, I mean, it's sort of crazy because the idea is like, am I doing multiple 360s on your dick? But I just, to my mind, I was like, oh, it's tight. It's like opening a jar or something.
Love that.
I don't know. It just was sort of hot to me.
Yeah. Oh. Mm.
And I also like that she's like, I fucking twisted your dick loose.
Yeah.
You know, like
bad
this pussy's
bitch.
Got power.
Yeah. She's been doing her Kegels.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick little break
for some Kegels.
Mm.
Kegels?
Hey, guys. Do you ever get stressed out listening to our show, thinking about boners? Honestly, we do too, and we don't even have to get them. It's a lot of pressure, and there are a lot of different ways to address erectile issues. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode, because they offer a natural supplement. Some over-the-counter erection pills contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and can even increase the risk of other health problems. So whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom in general, Joy Mode might be a great option because they make all-natural and science-backed supplements. Their trademark product, the Sexual Performance Booster, is designed for increased blood flow, firmness, and stamina. The supplement contains clinically supported doses of arginine nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals and studied and researched in humans. And the combination is proven to provide blood vessel support, improved cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance enhancement, and hey, you guessed it, better general erection function. It comes in a palm-sized packet like your favorite electrolyte powder. You just mix with 6 to 8 ounces of water or more, hydration is key, 45 minutes before sexual activity. Go to usejoymode.com/GOP and get 20% off with code GOP at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code GOP at usejoymode.com/GOP. Great sex, solved naturally.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back
to talk about porn.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Okay, so the first video we're going to talk about is called Your Company is My Pleasure. It's on
Balesa
via Erotica X.
Mm-hmm.
And Erotica X, this is a little quote from them.
Oh, great.
It's an intimate celebration of passionate sex and the embrace of consummate desire. We're devoted to the art of creating beautiful scenes of real, sensual, passionate sex. Every intimate exchange is presented in a way that honors the authenticity of the moment while celebrating the tenderness and desire of every kiss, every touch, every embrace.
Mm.
So it's very much like porn for women.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hot, great, you know.
Porn for men too, Rachel.
Right, but it's just very, like, passion forward. Yeah, it's like,
which
tenderness, desire. Yeah, that it's
for women. But listen,
yeah,
everybody's
sometimes.
Welcome at the passion party.
Exactly.
Featuring Michael Vegas and Keira Noir.
I am deep in an obsession with Michael Vegas right now.
Oh fuck! I thought you were gonna say Keira Noir. We're into both of them.
Both.
These are actually two rising stars
in our personal
porn folders. Certainly, they've been around for a while.
Right.
But these are two incredible performers, and this fucking porn is testament to that.
Yeah, yeah, it's hot.
It's fucking hot.
So we're basically just starting with the action. They're making out. They're sitting on a couch in front of
There's
a fireplace.
There's a fire behind them. Rachel loves it. They're in a decadent apartment.
Fire.
They could be anywhere, but it's like a nice, cozy living room with a fireplace behind it, and they're fooling around on a couch.
Yeah, and he's like, "You're so beautiful," which, like, I want that. That's the kind of, like, sex that I want in real life sometimes.
Yeah.
Someone just telling me how beautiful I am and pretty. And then they start, like, taking off their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could have taken the tag off the bottom of his shoe. That would have been nice.
I saw that, too.
And I was like, oh,
wardrobe.
Production.
Oh, boy.
No one saw that? Okay.
But if that's the biggest issue we have with this film.
I know.
It's saying something, because this is dope.
Yeah.
So she...
There's no setup here, which is nice.
Yeah, which is fine.
We don't fucking need a storyline every time.
Yeah.
You know? It's just two hot people into each other, getting down.
She blows him with such facility.
I know. That technique,
such
man.
Talent. Yeah, I truly watched this and was like, oh, right, that's a thing you can do.
Yeah.
I'm like, how often do you... We watch so much porn.
Yeah.
It's an anomaly to be like, oh, cool technique.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I have used it, and it has been highly successful.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's a thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, worked it into a situation.
Yeah.
And
she's using both hands.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of, like, twisting.
There's
in
a twisting motion. Yeah.
While using her mouth and kind of, like, pulling the dick into her mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love the way you milk me like that.
Yeah.
Which was.
Yeah, he has
hot.
A couple of great, like, choice lines of, like, just
he talks dirty.
The way she does. Yeah, he talks dirty, but it's not, like, over the top or hokey or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just him being like, oh, I fucking love when you do that, which is hot.
Yeah, he doesn't seem, I think the reason I like him is he doesn't seem very performative.
Yeah,
it
I always
real and
believe
honest.
Him, and he always seems really connected with whoever he's in the scene with.
Right,
also,
he's very open,
he
very
posts
present.
On Instagram about income disparities and political shit that I'm wet for.
Yeah.
He posted something about, like, an income disparity thing that, like, Bernie Sanders had been railing about, and I didn't comment on it, but I wanted to be like, I'm wet.
Yeah.
But I thought he would just, like, read that as, like, oh, another fucking fan that's, like,
exactly.
That's like, take off your clothes, when I really was like, no, your fucking brain gets me hot.
Your brain and your body.
And your body. Full package. And a
speaking
package
of body,
to boot. Speaking of packages?
Oh. Yeah. Speaking of body, Keira Noir's body is
holy
insane.
Shit.
Insane.
Holy shit.
She's got a beautiful, real-looking body, too. I like when you see in porn when it's, like, someone who's, like, you know, like, she looks like she's never had any work done. She's, like, has a smaller chest.
That's what you mean. It was like, she does look like a full-blown fitness model.
No, I mean, like, she's not, like,
like,
she,
real in the, like, this bitch works out.
Right. She works hard, obviously, for her body. Like, she's very fit, and she's,
also,
like...
Also, when she's riding Michael Vegas's dick, I'm like, and that's how you got that ass in the maps.
Exactly.
Because she has a... She's got some dexterity.
Oh, God, yeah.
Technically, that's not how we invented that term.
Right,
but
I mean, she's got some ability.
Yeah.
She's got some ability.
Yeah.
She's got some fucking thigh muscles.
Yeah.
And ass muscles. And
fucking stamina for riding a car.
God, it's so impressive.
Yeah.
And, like, she rides like I've never seen before.
Yeah. And he just, like, lies back.
Yeah. And
which, like, when you think about it, you so rarely see, especially in mainstream porn.
Yeah.
Like, so much mainstream porn... I mean, it can be reassuring because it lets you off the hook where it's, like, the girl's on top and the guy's fucking from below.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll do that in plenty of sexual scenarios.
Like,
and be like,
hold up her body. Hey,
like,
and
I don't have to do anything.
Like, pump from below. Yeah.
Yeah. But you see it in mainstream porn, and it does at times make me uncomfortable because I'm like, this girl is, like, not super taking agency or, like, ownership of the situation or, like, enjoying herself. So he's just going to fuck the shit out of her from below.
No, she's in charge.
Yeah. And he just, like, lays back and just, like, enjoys her.
Yeah.
And you see that so rarely, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
He's actually, like, not doing anything to her. He's not, like, grabbing at her, like, which would be hot, too.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know, it just, like, gave me pause that he was just, like, clearly having an awesome time while she just like works his cock. And I was like, holy shit, this is great.
Yeah. And then we get some doggy.
We get some doggy.
Loved it. He pounds her really hard. He pounds hard.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And he even like gets in there like deeper at what he like moves her legs so he can like get closer on her.
At one point he like tosses her and like pulls her up from her like her ankle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so hot.
Yeah.
I love it. I love getting tossed around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And someone like pulling my leg.
Yeah.
And he like, yeah, it's just, they both like manhandle each other and like with a lot of passion.
And athleticism. You
know. Yes.
But not in a like circus, like, like there's, it's impressive. And I'm like, holy shit, I don't know if I could work a dick from the top that long.
Yeah.
But it's not like acrobatics for acrobatics' sake.
Yeah.
Like they're not like, look at this crazy position. She's a ballerina. Like it's just really solid, enviable fucking.
Yeah. Two strong people. Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah.
And she says, like, I love anytime I hear someone say please.
Yes, good point.
You know?
Please is so hot. Because, like, that's
but,
actually
like,
what I
sincerely.
Say a lot of the times, like, before I come.
Yeah.
Because it's me being like, don't stop. Like, please, please, please keep doing what you're doing.
Sincerely
I'm so
saying please.
Yeah.
Like, begging. I love begging.
Yeah.
In porn and in sex.
Yeah.
And then we get like this crazy like 69 position almost where he's like laying down and then she comes up and around him.
Yeah.
And like go and like
she like sort of comes from above.
Yeah.
On
and
the
down.
Couch.
Yeah. And like they're kind of at an angle and like she's like playing with her pussy like while she's like sucking him off and that was really hot.
Yeah.
Some great positions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get some great reverse cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Again, she rides so fucking well.
Yeah.
And he like is like reaching around and playing with her clit. I was like, oh
Thank God. Yeah.
I just love throughout the whole thing. He was like, God, you're so beautiful. Like you're, you know.
Yeah.
He was really hot. And then, he plays with her clit. And then he like kind of like judders like as he like comes in her.
Yeah.
And it was really.
Yeah. And like. As far as, like, cream pies go, it, like, is one, but it doesn't have to be, like, and then it's fucking crazy and dripping all over. Like, these multiple cream pies that are everywhere, and we'll talk about in the next one that we're going to review in a second. Just, it's a stupid standard to set.
Yeah.
Because, like, when have you ever had a guy come and then immediately fuck you
ready to go again.
Three more times
and
then continue to jit? Like, that's some Viagra bullshit.
Yeah, right.
And, like, sure, if you want to try that or, like,
yeah,
if you happen to use Viagra and it, like, comes to it. But it just, like, sets a weird standard of being, like, I'm just going to, like, consecutively fill you with jizz.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this is, like, a scene with, like, a great build and a great climax and that and, like.
She comes first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he comes, and then they have a nice little kiss and cuddle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hot. Hot film.
Hot film.
They're both very sexy.
I think this is one of the, like, best things we've ever reviewed.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
All around.
Great work all around. Just
I just love his face.
Quality professionalism.
His
I know.
His face is, like, it's, like, a mixture of, like,
he's like, got, like, a very endearing, like, boyishness.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's also got, like, a like, heft to, like, how do I describe this? Like, there's just something, like, believably, like, serious about his enjoyment of the scenes that he's in.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, I honestly think...
a chef's kiss.
My, like, the only thing I can criticize about this is it's, like, too perfect.
My,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that I'm, like, this might not be the thing that I, like, go to at 2 in the morning is, like, it's so pretty.
Yeah, and sweet.
And it's so athletic, and it's so, like, well done that, like, there are times when I'm, like, I want to see something, like, dirtier and messier and, like, more, like, desperate when I'm looking for passion. But, like, that's just a, that's just, like, a... what time of day like what kind of like what am I
in
the mood for
afternoon you know sesh.
Yeah
My thing is like I guess the only thing I could say is like she's I think as a performer is a little giggly which isn't something that I'm always in the mood for
I kind of like it because it's like
playful right
and tells me that she's like having a good time and also like there's a communicative aspect to it that she's like connecting with the scene partner her scene partner in that way but I feel you that, like, that's not always
not
the
always
vibe you want,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
there are times to laugh during sex. And other
yeah,
times
I literally
to
wrote
not.
Down, I was like, sex is serious.
Sex with Rachel is serious. Sex with me is a lot of laughs. It's
sometimes
a good time.
Laughs.
It's me just cracking one-liners throughout. I can't stop.
Yeah.
They just
stop
come to me.
At my penis.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Come 4K. The best 4K. Cream pie videos.
Schoolgirl fucked in detention with multiple dripping cream pies.
Oh, boy.
Starring Adria Ray, do we think?
Sure.
Adria.
I don't know.
Ray.
And a guy who's not credited.
Of course not. Why would he be?
Yeah.
A guy whose primary artistic inspiration has to be Rick Moranis.
So this is 100%.
We'll come back to that.
Okay, so I first just have to talk about the opening sequence.
Yeah, we open on a crazy montage.
No, I'm just mean like the opening credits of like Come 4K.
Yeah. The Come 4K like intro montage
thing.
This
is what you get. It's just... some of it, I was like, this is not all real cum. Like, they can't be. It's just a bunch of different shots of, like, their videos where it's, like, the cream pie. And, like, some of them, I'm like, there's no way. Yeah. I've never seen that much cum come out of
that
anybody.
That cum has been enhanced.
Yeah, like, that is, like, pina colada mix or Cetaphil or something.
Do you think they do? They, like, put Cetaphil up there and then fuck it out?
Probably.
They must.
I mean, they use it for stills and
Cumming
stuff.
Cumming in porn is really
they
hard.
Use, that's what they use
they
for
use
stills.
They use Cetaphil in stills?
Yeah.
Because
it looks like...
I'm really glad I don't wash my face with Cetaphil anymore.
Yeah, right?
That'd be ruined all for you. I'd be able to think about.
Yeah. But yeah, like some of it, it's like massive quantities where I'm like, that I've never seen ever except in porn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was gross and kind of goopy and...
Just to start, jizz montage.
Just in case you didn't know
if that's
what you're
here for.
Yeah. What you were getting into.
Then
we open on another montage.
Another montage.
A music video, really.
Yeah, a music video of a girl at detention.
Yeah. She's naughty.
She's
like, got pigtails and short shorts and a little bodysuit on it and the tiniest backpack I've ever seen.
And apparently a Brooklyn accent when Rachel plays her. You made a choice.
I did.
It was strong. It was
I'm
not from
you,
the original, but
I'm giving you some background.
This is your self-tape to be in the next girl fucked in detention multiple dripping cream pies video.
Yeah.
So it's just this like student parading around. She's like on the desk.
Yeah.
She's like just walking around.
Uh-huh.
There's like music playing.
Some terrible
There's like
music.
Trumpets in the music. Like bam, 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 bam.
Like it's really just intense.
Yes.
Like it sounds like the warm up music for like or the intro for like a basketball team like running onto the court.
Go team. And while she's just like parading around, this actor who is like an attractive faced person, like this is an attractive man who could not turn me off more with his like schmackty,
he used all of his faces.
Like,
every
face he has
ever pulled, he's like, whoa!
Yikes. Like they wasn't making these sounds,
man.
But might as well have been.
Like,
body
he was like,
oh, woman.
Whoa! Like, what is she doing? Like,
it was just some really unfortunate over the top choices.
It was just muggy.
Fucking muggy. And then they make a move that justifies the montage, which I was like, oh, I appreciate you're like trying to make it make sense. Where it just cuts to. She's asleep on her desk.
Yeah.
And he's at his desk.
Yeah.
And presumably it was all a dream.
I guess.
Whose dream? Unclear.
Not sure.
Then he goes over her desk and slaps it unnecessarily violently.
Whoa.
Like, smack. And then like, yeah, you can't be sleeping in detention. And then I don't even care to remember how the sex happens. It just does.
He goes... Yeah, he's like, don't you have some homework that you could work on?
Oh, yeah, and
she pulls out a Hitachi magic wand, and he's like, what is that?
Yes, what could that possibly be?
I've never seen an actor try to look 17 million different ways of exasperated.
Yeah.
You know?
He's just exasperated by
the
sexual being.
The whole time he's exasperated.
Can we talk about a very important detail about the Hitachi wand?
Yeah.
Don't at me.
Okay.
The wand is bigger than the purse. She clearly does not, masks it. She does not pull the wand out of the purse. The purse is the size of this spit guard.
Yeah.
What are they called?
It's a little fucking backpack.
Maybe like 6 inches in diameter.
Yeah, there's no way.
And she pulls a full-on like Hitachi wand out. And I'm like, yeah, that was never in your purse.
Yeah, no.
And then she gets up on the desk and...
And she undoes the snap crotch of her bodysuit in just the...
She undoes it?
She undoes it.
Can't help myself.
Thank you.
She Can we talk undoes, about it? It was kind of a cute bodysuit, though. You know I love a bodysuit.
I mean, I just have never seen anyone, like, use the snap crotch more efficiently.
Yeah.
She just was like, broop.
Tight work.
Here's my pussy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's what it's for. I've been doing this wrong.
You thought the snap crotch was for what?
Peeing.
Well, that too. You don't have to pee through the bodysuit, Rachel. Not if you don't want to.
Oh, I've been doing this wrong.
And so, then, yeah, then she's like on his desk, pleasuring herself.
Pussy, using the magic wand.
I take major issue with this sequence as well because he's behind the desk.
Yeah.
She's like, on the desk. And she's also open camera to us.
Right.
So presumably all he can see is like
just the back of her
part
ass.
Of her ass and her thigh. Because she's like sort of angled away from him. And I'm
for?
Like, yeah, it's for camera.
Yeah. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
So then, but I do have to say, I love seeing toys. Love seeing
Vibrator. Like, I was on board with the toy.
Right. But,
but I was like, realistically, it's bigger backpack.
I just mean that's the only time I was ever like, is this hot?
Yeah. You're like, is this going to be cool?
Is this hot? No, it's not hot. Yeah. And then she, like, plays with, like, you know, she comes, whatever. She's, like, playing with her wetness and, like, licks it off. And, like, you know, then.
I will say that that was hot and kind of impressive.
Yeah, I do love that.
That she, like, wets enough that you can, like, see
it. Oh, yeah. It was, like, on the desk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Her cervical fluid is what it's scientifically called. So then she goes,
oh my God. I just wrote down the face he keeps making while he adjusts his tie.
I know.
I know. Like Rodney Dangerfield in a porn.
Hubbada, hubbada. I want you to fill me up with your cum, Mr. Hunt.
Yeah,
is what she says. And then he's like, okay. He goes down on her. And
he's
does.
He's fine at it.
He's fine at it. I
will say he stopped acting when he started
having
fucking
sex.
And I was like, thank God.
Finally. Stop with your faces, sir.
Yeah.
And he's like, kind of like, I don't like watching. So I'm the kind of person that I don't like a stabbing motion of fingers in my pussy.
Yeah. Same.
I like a come hither motion.
Uh-huh.
So when I see it, I don't like seeing it.
Yeah, you kind of wince from the inside.
Yeah, because I'm like, that hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts.
Yeah.
So
I'm not
that
into being stabbed either.
Yeah, that didn't look nice. And then she goes down on him, and we get another slurpy derpy blowjob.
Slurpy derpy.
And it's
and then
his
again,
penis is entirely bare.
Of course. It's bored.
Entirely bare.
Naked dick. Bald is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Also, more schmacting from her.
Yeah.
We get, like, a POV of her going down on him, and it's so much, like, face. Like, who the fuck directed this?
Was like,
and was like, I just need more face.
I'm
just like,
face.
This is, oh, this is so, like, oh, it's so fun. You love him so much. Can you make more face? More
you
face?
Can't even
can you give me more face?
Yeah.
More facial expression. Like, there was too much priority given to the schmackiness of this shit.
Yeah. I also didn't like, I mean, there's a lot of things I didn't like, but her foundation is not the right color.
It's a problem.
It's a problem, and it's distracting.
You know what, Rachel? I bet there wasn't really, really strong HMU on set.
Probably.
There was no one to tell her, like, the lighting was not serving her.
It's true. So we get some classic POV shots, the blowjob, and, like, of, like, missionary while she's on the desk. And it looks so boring.
Mm-hmm.
The mission, I mean, there's just, the sex itself looks really boring because he's just kind of, like, dipping his dick in there because I'm assuming they have to accommodate for camera.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't even look. She's just kind of like motionless while he like pumps into her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a cream pie.
And then we get
our first.
Pie. Our first.
Of many. And then we just get some quick successions of shots.
Yeah.
Back at it. Back at sex.
Yeah.
With the cum still in her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I can't even imagine.
The UTI that awaits her.
Oh, the yeast infection.
Oh, the infections that await your vagina.
I'm sure it's starting to kind of cream, so it's probably starting to get, like, the friction in there isn't probably great.
Yeah.
And then we get another cream pie. I was like, she's going to need to fucking douche. Like, there's just, it is.
Do you douche?
No.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But I was like.
It's never a good idea to douche.
I know, but I was like, she's going to need to, like.
It's good for your system.
Power hose,
but yeah, she's gonna need to just like
because it's like goopy, It's goopy. It's like a fucking goddamn glazed donut down there on her vagina.
I just had the strangest image in my mind, and I can't even describe where my brain just went, but I was trying to think of ways to, like, shake cum out of yourself. Because I was like, well, you don't want to douche because it, like, fucks up your system's, like, natural, biome or, like, pH balance or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you just stood with your legs up and, like, shook. And then I imagined those Gravitron rides. And that doesn't actually make sense physically, like, scientifically, that, like, that would pull jizz and just send the jizz to the back wall.
It would.
Of the ride.
You get immediately pregnant.
But I just needed to share that that's what I was thinking about. It was
interesting.
Like, would there be an amusement park ride that would shake jizz out of you?
I mean, interesting. Well, work
I'm
on
resourceful.
It.
What can I say?
It's one of the many things we're marinating on in GOP's future. So another cum shot. I think there's probably like 3 cream pies.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't imagine, because cum dries and like it gets goopy.
Yeah.
The friction is not great.
Yeah.
And then we end with a shot from below of him like lifting her up and a load,
to say
falls.
The least.
Falls.
Multiple loads.
Falls out of her.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Gravity takes hold and it, literally makes that noise.
Yeah. No, two-pointed.
Two-pointed. It's longer. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to get the noise as it would, like, hit the floor.
That's it. You did
I'm
it.
I'm trying to get that, like...
Oh, honestly, it's gross.
Anyway, hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
Yeah.
Whoever is listening to this.
Yum.
Whilst eating.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you didn't open the cream pie episode settling in with a bowl of cereal.
Cereal?
I don't know. What do you eat for breakfast? I've never eaten cereal for breakfast.
I've never seen you eat cereal. Ever in my life.
Well, I have.
Once. Just usually have eggs. Once in the year 2014, and I'll never go back.
What was I doing in 2014?
I don't know. Honestly, this
was a rough
time.
It was my cereal phase.
It was, we've all grown out of it. This was a gross porn.
Yeah.
It was really gross.
Yeah.
And the schmacting. The
I mean, even if like a
goop.
Fat load of jizz in a cream pie is your thing, I don't think this is the porn
this
for you.
This is not the porn for you. But maybe it is, and if it is,
that's a porn for somebody. It's somebody who doesn't care about bad acting
and
schmacty stuff and like weird music video bullshit.
Exactly.
In the way of their porn.
What do we think?
I think we're pretty clear. Come 4K is so far from my spank bank.
I know.
And your company is my pleasure is at the top of the list.
I gotta be honest. I jerked off to your company is my pleasure.
I did too. I rewatched it this morning because the way that I watched it the other night, I was like looking for something. Yeah, and then I was like, oh, this one we were gonna watch is hot.
And now I'm...
And just fully chilled off to it.
Yeah,
and then was like, let me just revisit to make sure I didn't miss any details
because
I was just busy jilling.
Same. And come for K. No, thank you. I'll pass.
Not for me.
That's a no for me, dog. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Please remember to rate, review, subscribe. Find us on Instagram at girlsonpern. That's porn without the O. And Twitter at GOP the podcast.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for
anyone,
everybody. Love you guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.